Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Rod Gasper. Batting second, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third, the second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tug McGraw. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tug McGraw. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth, the catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Don Young. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Selma. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Selma. And now, play ball. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper takes first base on ball four. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Young. Boswell reaches second base with a double. Gasper goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Mets. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boswell scores. It's 2-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Hundley and he is out, Beckert applying the tag. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gasper. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Beckert moves to third. It's 2-1, Mets. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Beckert scores. Two outs. It's Mets, 2, Cubs, 2. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gasper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Young. Garrett reaches second base with a double. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Garrett moves to third. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Selma fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Selma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selma strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Selma fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Selma fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-1 in the game. Swoboda hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks strikes out. There goes Santo. The throw from Gro to second, and Santo is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss strikes out. Two outs. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gasper hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garrett moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Selma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selma is 0-for-1 in the game. Selma hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Grote scoops up the ball and tags Selma for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Gasper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-2 in the game. Swoboda takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Swoboda moves to second. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Swoboda scores. Weiss moves to third. It's 3-2, Mets. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McGraw takes first base on ball 4. Phil Regan now pitching. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gasper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Santo strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields it and throws to second for the out. Banks moves to third. Two outs. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Boswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garrett moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garrett moves to third. Boswell moves to second. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool is walked intentionally. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Regan fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips pinch hits for Phil Regan. Tommy Agee now playing center field. Rod Gasper now playing right field. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Gasper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Gasper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-3 in the game. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weiss bunts towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. Grote moves to second. One out. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gasper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Santo strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nate Oliver pinch runs for Ernie Banks. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver moves to third. Gene Oliver pinch hits for Don Young. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.